from food to fun and so much more. The Joan Hamburg Show, exclusively on 77 WABC.
We're going to have a good time because Rose Levy Birnbaum from the Cake Bible is back with Baking Basics. And it's step by step. It's delicious. It's easy. And as she says, her partner in crime, Woody Walston, is here too. And they are collaborators. This is more than 100 recipes. I love to bake. It's my psychological blankie on a Sunday. Honestly, there's when, you know, you're beating together butter and sugar. I said I never met butter sugar that I didn't love, that came all together. And in this book, it's everything that you want, including brownies. Rose, you have your favorite brownie recipe, which is really interesting because you think brownies are brownies, but they're not.
Yeah, so, I thought I would put my final favorite, but then it keeps changing. This one really is. And I also had to put the fudgy pudgy for people who want extra fudgy.
Right.
But my favorite is the one that when I was invited to Barcelona to give a chocolate demo to all the pastry chefs in Spain, they all came to it. And I thought, what could I make that would be different for them that didn't depend on flour? Because flour is usually the problem, especially in other countries.
Right.
And with brownies, you don't use a lot of flour, but doesn't matter what flour you use. They were blown away by it.
And it sounds so delicious. And you know, Woody, when I first met Rose, I can't even tell you how many years ago, she did that flourless chocolate cake. Then
the chocolate brulee.
Right,
and
it was like no one really was doing that. And this amazing cake that you could make, that was like, I made this cake.
And it's not that hard to make.
No, not at all.
In fact, that's the cake I made that the first thing I gave Rose to taste when we first met.
Well, so when you first met Rose, who was a star baker from her babyhood, started doing all this.
Well,
so how did you come into her life?
I was baking out her book for... Okay, your listeners won't know. Some of your listeners may know the sport. Broom ball, and also I was doing Tai Chi.
I'd never heard of either one.
Oh, well, Tai Chi is supposed to be life-changing.
It is.
I'm going to do it. As soon as I'm through promoting this book, I
can sound like me. I'm going to meditate as soon as. And Tai Chi, I've read research that this very quiet exercise can really change your life. It's powerful.
Just like baking. By the way, Joan, I have to tell you that this month is the 30th anniversary of the Cake Bible, and it's now in its 55th printing. It's sort of a miracle.
It's the best.
It changed my life.
This one, too. Of course it changed your life.
It changed so many people's lives. Whenever I go out on tour, I hear from all the different people that we meet. People have gone through college making wedding cakes from the book.
I know.
Or other cakes. It's just so moving.
Well, you did it, and no one else thought of doing it in that way. So now into your life, a man who's baked from your book,
in and between
Tai Chi, and meditating on the magic of chocolate and all the little tips and secrets. So how did you get to Rose? As a fan?
As a fan. I wrote into her back in 2003. It was just her website. I wrote into her, and she kind of said, you know, Tai Chi, broomball. But then she liked my questions.
She came
out to Minneapolis to do a cookie exchange for General Mills. And I asked her, can you sign my books?
Were you from Minneapolis?
You bet.
Okay.
Until she made me move out to join where she lives now, about 5 years ago.
And then you thought, maybe I'll use this person to work with me.
Not exactly in those terms, but I was tired of working alone. How many books? Those 9 books. And I thought, he does really well. I'll give him a recipe to test just to see.
So that was life-changing for you, right?
Yeah.
You weren't doing this professionally.
No. And plus, the recipe she gave me failed.
What was it?
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, because I did so many chocolate oblivions for my Tai Chi people for their birthday parties and stuff, she thought, I'll give you a white chocolate version. Well, the thing came out like soup.
What were you doing wrong?
Nothing. It's just that white chocolate doesn't have cocoa solids, and I was wondering
if it would hold.
Yeah, exactly. So then
it became a life-changing buttercream.
Yeah, the best buttercream.
And who doesn't love buttercream?
That's
especially
right.
White chocolate that just melts in your mouth and makes it so smooth. Oh,
I could be hungry for sweet or chocolate anytime. And you know, I was thinking, of course, the frost is almost on the pumpkin, which means holidays and everything else. So as I'm reading the book, Spritz cookies already, but we're almost ready for Spritz cookies, right? The holiday favorite.
Mm-hmm. Then pumpkin
and
pie.
Linzer cookies.
Pumpkin pie.
We have Linzer tart and cookie shape.
Linzer tart, my most favorite cookie in the whole world.
I think mine too, except Rugelach.
Yeah,
maybe.
I love Rugelach, but I don't like it with chocolate.
I don't either. Pure apricot.
Pure apricot.
Yes, I totally agree.
Which is so funny, but I made a copy of the chocolate butterscotch toffee because I always give food for holidays.
Joan, that is my top favorite, but it's more candy than a cookie. So when people
say,
I know, I just meant when people ask what's my favorite cookie, I would mention that, except it's kind of not really.
No,
there's nothing better than that.
And toffee, when it's good, is like
a little bit of a crunch to it.
Exactly. And melting in your mouth, all those flavors. I love that.
Do you use muscovado sugar? Because that really puts it over the top
in a good way. I've never done that.
The India tree muscovado comes from the island of Mauritius off the coast of India. It's a volcanic island. So just the way volcanic islands in Sicily make the tomatoes better, it also makes the sugar more intense, more complex. The light muscovado.
Wow.
Try it.
I'm going to try that. And I've told my listeners, my mom died very young, and she was a great baker. And she made a marble cake that everyone would fight for. And it had big chunks of chocolate, real chocolate, running through it. Not just the chocolate stream.
Like chocolate curls or like chips?
It wasn't a chocolate chip, but it was like a little chunk of chocolate that you would get. It was the best marble cake. She passed away, and she wrote the recipe on a napkin for me in the hospital. So I said, she's really sick, because she would never give us the recipe. We've tried and tried and tried. We could never duplicate it. I open your book, and I read the marble cake recipe, and you say sour cream does a lot. Well, I haven't tested it yet, but that may be the magic recipe.
Yeah, the acidity might keep those chunks from falling to the bottom.
Yeah, and that's
the
exactly. They didn't fall to the bottom. They were like through
spread
the cake.
Out like a marble.
You.
Exactly.
Well, if all else fails, send us the recipe and we'll work on it for
I
you.
Will.
Yeah.
I would love that. And you have so many yummy things there. The marble cake, of course. Muffins, blueberry muffins that you just use a wooden spoon with or whatever.
Yeah, it's so nice to put things in that you don't need a mixer for. And scones, you don't even need a wooden spoon. You do with your fingers.
And like just
shortbread.
Spread them out. So how come the both of you are so thin? Now, I love Tai Chi, too, and don't do it. I'm like Rose. After, I'm going to do it. But it never made us thin.
I think probably, Woody has a different reason, but I've always said I live in the war zone of temptation. It's not like once in a while I get exposed to overeating.
It's every day.
Yes, so I know I have to be careful. Plus, we walk at least a mile every day, and Woody's been hefting rocks and stones because we moved to our weekend place about 6 years ago in Hope, New Jersey. And
it's pretty there.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's up on a mountain. And he gets a lot of outdoor exercise. While I'm typing up stuff.
I'm landscaping.
Well, that is definitely reducing. And a lot of bending, too. So if you had to mark your favorites from Madam's cakes and recipes, including breads, by the way, a lot of interesting bread recipes, what do you crave?
The toffee, for one.
The toffee.
Bread-wise, well, you say your bread.
Yeah, my favorite is the 10-grain bread. There's a story that goes along with
it.
Tell me. I went to Café Beaujolais in Mendocino many years ago with Peter Kump, because his son, Christopher, He owned the place, and Margaret Fox was his wife. And I fell in love with the batard, the football-shaped crunchy bread.
Right.
I love grains. And Peter said, I'm sure he'll give it to you, because he got it from an old baker in Austria, where we go every summer. But it was their signature loaf. So when I came back, and I was complaining to my protege, David, to whom I dedicated this book,
right,
and wrote the foreword as well, he's such a sleuth. He said, well, why don't you get their 10-grain cereal? Then you can figure out which grains. So I mail-ordered it. I counted out all the different grains.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I recreated the bread to be a sandwich loaf, meaning adding oil so it would be soft
so
at
good.
The top. I make this on a regular basis for grilled cheese. Anyways, a few years later, I got a call from Paris from Margaret Fox, and sadly, she said that they were getting a divorce, but it was time for her to give me the recipe.
You're kidding.
Can you believe that when somebody's going through something so emotional?
So traumatic.
They would still remember something like that. I could
exactly.
imagine actually me doing that. But whenever I tell the story, I actually get the chills because it's so moving. And, you know, I nailed it perfectly, except that they had used a higher proportion of sunflower seeds, which is why they called it the sunflower bread. But I actually prefer having equal amount of each grain.
But that was, I mean, unbelievably thoughtful.
Wasn't
that
it?
She remembered that.
She doesn't know that I'll never forget this.
What?
And
how
I'm talking about it all over the world.
Is she good? After divorce?
I don't know. I have to follow and see what she's doing now.
Probably something.
Sure, a person like that doesn't disappear.
No,
interesting. You know,
Woody.
Rose has been baking for, right, with the Cake Bible, it's over 30 years old, 55th edition. And she has a couple lemon cake recipes in that book.
Yeah, my signature lemon poppy seed that
but
Starbucks
now she has
doing.
A lemon cake that is she thinks is the best she's ever done. I mean,
it's my favorite cake, period.
Well, I looked at the lemon in this book. Why is that your favorite?
Well, it's the most intense experience of lemon without it being too acidic. You know, it's just perfectly balanced because it has the soft crumb of the cake, which at the same time is moist, something that's hard to achieve, but with syrup. With lemon syrup, you get more flavor. The cake crumb itself has lemon zest. And then I don't normally like a powdered sugar, confectioner sugar topping, but in this case, it forms a crust and has lemon. And Cenk, who wrote The Artful Baker, which is a most amazing book, he's from Turkey, he wrote to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, I'll never eat another lemon cake. And my mother said the same thing. And as the mother of the cake, I wasn't expecting other people to feel that way necessarily. But isn't that beautiful?
How great. And how lucky you are to be able to eat these treats.
That's right.
Every day. Now, and I had heard, but I hadn't followed it through, that Rose has a line of product, including, she calls it Baker's Cutting Board. Tell me about the products, the magic slice and everything else.
Well, this is produced by the American Products Group, Daniel O'Malley. And I was so lucky because he believes in doing everything top quality. So the silicone is medical grade. Everything is made in the United States.
So it's all clean and clear and safe.
And beautiful, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's done, what started off with, he had a dough mat for rolling dough. That's how I discovered him. That was totally the most nonstick surface I'd ever experienced. Mm. And it was actually, I wanted to have a rolling pin of the same material, but it was actually the one that I would go to for rolling pie crust. So when I contacted him, he said, I think I could do a rolling pin. And that was the beginning. Next thing were what I call fast tracks, so that you can roll the dough evenly. Instead of using two pieces of wood called patty wax,
right,
the silicone doesn't warp. It stays in place. And we have three different sizes. And what else is there? So many things now he's
now
doing.
Now this, what I'm holding in my hand.
The slice.
That's a cutting board.
Yes. And it has all the weights and measures, both in metric and in grams.
It's unbelievable.
Grams.
Because you'd look at it. Now, someone once gave me a house gift, a summer weekend guest, not as sturdy as this, but one had a vegetable on it, one had a cow on it, meaning you could cut on it. And when I had company at a friend of mine who has a restaurant in Colorado, I gave it to him. And he said, no, where's your cutting board? I said, well, I'm using this. No. He said, I want the wooden cutting board. And obviously he was wrong. So when you gave me this, I thought, I am redeemed.
First of all, those aren't as good as this. You can't really clean a wooden cutting
no,
board
it's,
as effectively, but also you can flex it so you can add ingredient, put ingredients on
like
top.
Like a scoop.
Yes, funnel, you just funnel it
we,
in.
We use that for pie crust.
So where do you buy the Magic Slice and other product?
Well, there's a link on our blog, and we should mention that because we should talk a little bit about our website. But also Amazon carries it. Bed Bath carries some of the products.
That's great.
And they're fabulous spatulas, silicone spatulas, a great cherry pitter.
Yeah, so, I never had a good cherry pitter.
I used to use, and I still do actually, a heavy-duty hairpin that I embed into a champagne cork so it doesn't
hurt the ball of
my hand. I don't like the ones that do several at a time because if it passes through a small one, you could have pain for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
One at a time. Una la volta.
Exactly. Now, we have Rosie's Baking Basics, which is really delicious and fabulous. From the toffee to the breads to the brownies to the best lemon cake you've ever had. What's next? I can't believe you guys are just relaxing.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you because I submitted it actually three weeks ago. We have to give the name of the blog. Yeah. It's realbakingwithrose.com.
Right.
Okay. Next, well, I always have outbakes, outcakes, the things that didn't make it into the book.
Right.
The next book we're going to have out scoops. That's a heavy hint as to what it is going
to be. That sounds good. So you're already working on it.
We finished it. Ice Cream Roses, Ice Cream Bliss is coming
fabulous.
Out spring of 2020. It's my favorite thing to eat. It's probably not baked, but we do have ice cream socials, which have cakes as well, and we'll be really.
What's your favorite ice cream?
I'm sort of torn. It used to be caramel, but now that we've discovered black raspberries on the back roads, and you can mail order them even, that's the most intense, velvety, amazing ice cream. What is your favorite?
Well, the funny thing is, I'm like you. I always like vanilla, but I never found the most delicious vanilla ice cream. There's someone in Brooklyn who makes ice cream, Blue Marble, and I thought that was pretty good. But
it's the vanilla.
I tasted a caramel, sort of a burnt salt caramel. And I'm trying to remember the name. It's a strange name, and they have a couple of shops around here. So I still love that.
I tried doing a salt version, and I found that the salt was overriding other flavors. So do you know what I do now with the caramel? I have the fleur de sel on the side, just a few little grains.
I like that.
Otherwise, it melts into it, and you want that slight little bit of it.
Well,
but with the vanilla, it's the quality of the vanilla bean that you use makes. And most places, commercial places, can't afford to use
a lot of that
or any of it.
And of course, there are ice cream sandwiches in here too,
with meringue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this is the point. When you make ice cream yourself, it can be more amazing than anything you can buy.
Well, we can't wait for that book. Thank you, Bob.
Well, with this book, can you say some things to make it different from her previous books?
Of course.
Okay. One thing that's radically restructured with this book is that we have 630 step-by-step photos.
Right.
So where in past, where Rose didn't have many step-by-step pictures and lengthy descriptions, here, a picture takes care of 1,000 words. So we've been able to reduce the text in favor of the picture where you can see how things look at different stages. The other radical thing we changed with this book, and I don't think any other author has done this in cookbooks, is Rose put the ordered ingredients in a way how she would take them out if she's taking them out of the kitchen to start a recipe, which is
the mise en place, the advanced prep. So right up front, first you see the ingredients you need in the chart,
right.
And then you get the mise en place, and then you get streamlined, numbered recipes. Also, there was something else, too, that was unique here. Oh, yes, that we got rid of ounces. Ounces are really weight ounces.
Right.
Except for with chocolate where you want to know how much you're buying.
Of course.
Because ounces, you normally get rounded off to the nearest quarter ounce, which is 7 whole grams. So the metric system now with scales so affordable and accurate to 1 gram make it so much faster, easier, and more accurate. This is my dream book, I have to say, Joan. I wish I could redo all my books to be formatted this way, but having all those photos.
It's okay. On to the future.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah. See, the nice thing about the mise en place is, for example, most recipes are going to list the ingredients by when they go in. So a lot of times butter is the last thing you put in for your, doing your creaming your butter and sugar. The butter might be way, way down on the list.
Uh-huh.
But you have to take it out of the refrigerator. We
of
hope.
Of course.
So that's number one. Take your butter out. Let it warm up to 65
to
75.
That's what I love about these recipes. You tell what to do
right away,
right before you get started.
So you don't get a big surprise halfway done with, oops, I forgot to toast the nuts.
And you have to use really strange ways to soften butter when you forget.
I know. You forget it. And I don't like it in the microwave. Rose's Baking Basics. Available in all the bookstores. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, Jim.
We're all going to think not only butter, sugar, and all these recipes, but we'll Tai Chi our way to new us.
Oh, you're beautiful.
And
all
balance.
The best. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.